time was so hard to please. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on this hazy shade of winter kind of day. See, get the connection. I know I'm so subtle. Anyway, our guests for the next hour, which I'm super psyched about, are our friends from Cannell & Company. We have Angela Sherrill, who is here, and Will Maven. We appreciate you both being here on this hazy, shady kind of winter day. Lots to talk about, and we've got a whole hour to do it. So I hope our listeners will text in any questions you may have on the real estate market right now, some of the topics that we'll bring up this morning. The number to text in is 850-437-1620. Would love to hear from you. So first of all, our two realtors extraordinaire, let's get your name, number, all your info so people can reach out to you directly too.
Good morning. This is Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292-3165. And you can email me at Go Knowles. We had a great recruiting.
No comment.
Go Knowles, ACS at att.net.
And I'm Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
Excellent. Okay. So we've got the info for both of you. So now tell us about the Pensacola real estate market. What's happening? We're into this final month of the year. And maybe even give us a little bit of an overview of 2025 and what it's been like.
Okay. And that's going to take a lot of time, but first
we have an hour.
I want to tell you, as I was driving in, I was listening to Ben with Quality Roofing.
Yes, and brought him to us actually.
Yes. Well,
because I remember doing a show where they were he was your guest.
Right. Well, they're our go-to professionals, and one thing that we talk about in our show on a regular basis is get a professional. It always ends better that way.
Absolutely.
So I've got just a testimonial for that company. I was dealing with a buyer. We're looking to buy this house, and the sellers just kept hitting us with snacks and drinks and, hey, look over here, look over there. Well, they did it to the inspector. They did it to everybody that had gone to the house. So I sent James Dare with Quality Roofing over and asked him to get me a roof inspection. We didn't know it needed to be replaced. What we knew is we needed a professional to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And he went over and actually walked the property, just like Ben was saying on the radio, and found out that this roof was just in very poor shape.
Oh,
and
really?
Turned out to save my buyer the cost of a roof.
Wow.
And that was huge. So
that is huge.
I do talk about get that professional, talk to them. That's what we have, and kind of where we specialize is we are the guy that knows the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and so you want to be that realtor,
mm-hmm,
that can connect people. A lot of what Will and I do, as well as other realtors, we problem solve.
Well, theoretically, other realtors.
Yeah, but. You know, I can tell you that if you check a good realtor's phone, like Will and myself, you will see that the majority of our contacts are people that solve your house, your yard, your those kind of problems.
Right, because the devil's in the details when you get ready to sell, right?
Yes.
Well, or you're getting ready to buy.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's in any real estate transaction, I can't say enough how important it is to have your own representation on both sides and have somebody that knows the right person to call to fix whatever problem pops up, because that is what we really do, is fix the problem in front of us and keep moving forward. We get that deal from written to closed.
Mm-hmm.
We want keys in our customers' hands.
Right. Exactly.
So lots of stuff is happening in the real estate market.
Has it been a good year so far? I mean, we're down to that final month. How does it look? What would be your take on 2025?
Well, I've had another solid year. I mean, and my take on 2025 is, hey, we made it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are again, looking at 2026. Are the Jetsons supposed to be flying around?
I don't know. They're talking about portable. I was laughing with somebody yesterday. They were talking about the portable drone. We have drones right now. They're talking about people drones.
Oh, I've seen them. So yes.
I said, oh my goodness. Now we're into the world of the Jetsons. It's here.
Slow and
crazy.
Steady.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff has been happening. One, we'll talk about interest rates and where they're projecting interest rates to go. But Angela and I, we were talking about this yesterday and how chasing the interest rate. You know, we hear that rumor. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's going to go down next month. It's going to go down next month.
It's a little crazy making, isn't it?
Well, yes. And then it doesn't go down.
Right.
And so here we are. We just chased it all the way down. And what is happening, and currently right now, we're seeing it in a buyer's market. If you're a buyer out there, now's the time to be buying. It's a buyer's market. That will change. Mm-hmm.
So when you say that, I hear that expression all the time, but for someone maybe that's never bought or sold a house before, what does that mean, a buyer's market?
It means that the buyer tends to have a little more leverage than a seller.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the real estate, a seller's real estate is generally staying on the market longer.
Okay.
And so,
oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So a buyer can go to a seller and offer what a buyer.
Through your agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, through your agent.
Maybe not the asking price, offer just a little bit lower.
Right.
Because they might be more interested in selling. Is that right?
Right. Because a seller tends to get a little anxious.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's been on the market for a while with no movement.
Well, and I was talking to my friend Tony with Skyline Lending Group yesterday. He's been a guest on our show in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And he says, the best I've heard it so far, is you're great at going in and negotiating and getting a great deal when you're the only offer on the table. When there's six other offers and five of them are better than you, are you really going to get a lower price?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You're not.
Right.
So that kind of puts the buyer's market into perspective for you.
Right, right.
If the interest rates actually drop significantly, we will see a flood of buyers in the market. When that happens,
right,
it becomes a seller's market because they've got multiple offers to choose from. And for a buyer right now, you really marry the house, date the rate. The house, date the rate.
Okay.
Because you can always refinance that rate if the interest rates drop.
That's true. It's not forever. You're not locked in forever.
But once you've owned that house, you're not renegotiating the price.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, that we're talking thousands of dollars versus maybe $150 a month. Or, you know, it's a significant amount that we can see in today's market.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with our friends with Connell and Company. We have Angela Sherrill here and Will Maben. So if you do have a question, they're going to be here until 11 o'clock. So we have lots of time to get into some of the details of what it is to buy and sell. So if you do have a question, maybe you're thinking about it. Do I start now? I mean, it's December. Or do I get started now and then put it on the market in January? There's lots of possibilities here. So feel free to text in with a question at 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
So that is the question. I mean, it is December. Should people reach out to you now if they're thinking about selling or buying?
Yes, they should. One of the questions that we get from both buyers and sellers, are housing prices going to go down?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot see that they are.
You don't have a crystal ball?
Well, we've been waiting for it.
Everybody, both sellers and buyers, want to know.
Right.
Now, they have eased a little bit in the last year. They've eased, but we're not seeing significant drops. And one more time, that's kind of like chasing the interest rate. You're speculating that the price is going to go down. The sky is always falling.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep living your life.
You
have to kind of, I think, bring back what's best for you, the timing for your family,
your work
situation, where you are, what you want from a new home.
Right.
I mean, that's a big part of the question.
Right. You know, you do have to do what is in the best interest of you and your family.
Right.
There are, you know, now the question is, or the advice that I think Will and I agree on too, is there are better times than others to sell and or buy.
Okay. Can you talk about some of those?
If you were going through a job change.
Yeah.
It's never fun to move in the holidays. Who wants pack a Christmas tree?
Yeah.
You know, I know. But sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you have to.
And
sometimes
certainly you have a lot of military in this area and people that are being, moving and transferring and all that kind of stuff. And actually, when you think about it, there's also a lot of businesses, not just the military, that move their people around too. So you don't get a lot of choice.
Especially
sometimes
at the beginning of a year.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have a lot of choice. So that's something to consider.
Right. And, you know, some of the people that I have dealt with in the past are going through some health challenges.
Mm.
And so, you know, time is of the essence.
Right, right.
So it's always a unique situation with every person. And having a experienced realtor, just even if you're only thinking about it, you can come in and talk and get some advice.
Right.
Maybe have a plan for moving forward. And honestly, you might hear from us, it's better for you to wait until spring where we think the prices are going to go up.
So you would actually say that to someone?
Well,
if it were the truth.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Because I think there's a lot of people out there that would not do that. They'd want to sell versus what's best for the company, customer.
Well,
so I think that's a good thing.
End of the day, these are my neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the people that I hope to see again. I'm going to see them out there in the world, and I see them all the time. And,
right.
I like it when they come up and hug me. Hey, Will, you saved me a roof. Yes. Those are huge things. So it's great for us. And yes, absolutely. We fail to be professionals if we're not telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, I wish all professionals believe that. No, I mean, I'm not kidding. There really are some people out there that have their own interests in mind, or they're not necessarily customer focused. And you see it all the time in business. And so it's difficult sometimes to discern who is someone that's really got my back and is really looking out for my best interest, or who has their own agenda. So sometimes you need that recommendation. You need those referrals. And that's why I love having both of you on the show, because I know both of you. I've seen Angela at the opera. I see you in the community, like you said, Will. And so that not just that, but the fact that you have a reputation that's solid. People have worked with you. They know that you take care of your client and your customer. And that's so important.
Well,
because there really are some... You know, in New York, they call them shysters, I think.
Shysters.
So I lived in New York for a long time, so I still got some of the... But I mean, really, it really matters. And what I love is that we just had Quality Roofing on, and they're the same way. They have a 4.9 rating.
Yeah.
Out of 5.
Right. Oh, I know.
That's almost
and
perfection.
And they're mad that it's 0.9.
I know. Oh, yeah. So I'm just saying, and yet you two have this connection, and you brought that. So that tells me right there.
Yeah.
So quality leads to quality, leads to integrity. And then the partnerships, and you have those partnerships in the community.
Right.
And I'm sure that whatever caused that 0.9, they've already gone back and fixed.
Yeah, probably.
And I that's how I believe in them. And what I've seen from them. So, Angela and I, we also work for a well-established local brokerage. We're not
Canal & Company.
Right. Yeah. We're not with a franchise.
Right.
And how long have we been in business?
We've been in business over 45 years.
Wow.
45 years.
Talk about Canal & Company a little bit. A little bit of the history and what it is like to be affiliated with them.
Well, Canal & Company had a hand in a lot of Pensacola today.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been in business for a very long time. Before the Canal & Company, the families have been in the real estate business for years and years.
Are they primarily residential, or do they do both residential and commercial?
We do both.
Right.
Okay.
We, yeah.
Sorry. my bad.
So before there was Canal, there was Bars Realty.
Oh, of course. Yes.
And so it's through the Bars family.
Uh-huh.
And, they came here with... the forestry Mm-hmm. And so we had lots of timber. It was a timber business and
Interesting.
Stuff. Yes. And so we are very fortunate to have somebody in our office that is a direct descendant of the Bars. His name is Theo Bars.
We
call him Teddy.
Yes.
And he has been and will be awarded his 50-year real estate pen.
Wow.
In our community. He worked with his dad.
Yeah.
And they had an office downtown for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And his cousin is John Cannell.
Oh, my goodness. See, I love this history. I love hearing about the connections.
He is one of the many in our office that have gotten a 50-year pin.
Wow.
So we actually have. And that's one of the things that attracted me as a newer realtor is the experience under that roof.
Yeah. The longevity.
When they go around, they start adding up. I've been doing this 20 years. I've been doing this 50. They made it to over 2,000 years.
Whoa.
You know, 2,000 years in the real estate business, we have seen a thing or two.
Yeah, no kidding. See, this is interesting, and we had not talked about this before,
right.
So I'm very interested in this.
Well, the Bars family developed Perdido Key.
You may have gone over the Theo Bars Bridge.
Hello. Okay, it's all starting to connect now. I'm a little slow in the uptake.
Cordova Park.
Yeah, sure.
Cannell, I grew up on Cannell Drive.
Cordova Park.
In Cordova Park.
Wow.
You know, my family and the Bars family have been here for...
You've been here your whole life.
Yes, my whole life, and so has Theo. And so, you know, my family goes back to the 1600s.
Wow, I didn't realize that, Angela.
Yes, because my family were Merinos, as in Merino Street. Theo is Bars Street. There are lots and lots of connections, and you know, it's a lot of fun to have roots.
Well, Shysters don't have roots. They
That's
don't
true.
Have those
They're
people.
Very mobile.
We've been here and plan to be here, and I think even in the last show, I told you about driving over here, and nothing could buy me away from Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said that in the last show.
Yeah.
So as it is, we are strongly rooted, and Cannell and Company is strongly rooted. They expect professionalism from us. They will not allow us to be shysters. Not that we would want to, but you know,
they held
the standard in real estate.
Right.
Well, and that's important. That's very important.
Yes.
So if someone is thinking and they're hearing that about your reputation and the history, and it gives you such credibility, and someone's listening this morning, how can they get in touch with you? What's the best way to get started if they're thinking about buying?
Well, Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty. You can reach me at 850-261-7020 or at willmaben.com.
And I'm Angela Sherrill, and you can reach me at 850-292-3165. I don't have a website, but that's the goal for 26.
Okay, there you go. But Cannell & Company does.
Yes, Cannell & Company does. It's buysellcannell.com, and my direct email is gonolsacs@att.net.
I'll never be able to forget it.
No.
And that is buysellcannell.com.
Right.
Okay. So speaking of buying and selling, and we're getting back into the current market. And as I said, so someone could call you up and just say, I'm not sure yet. And you'd still be willing to meet with them?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Well, and
it's free to look, folks.
That's what I'm saying. That's
free
what I
to
know.
Look.
Is there a fee? Do I have to pay get into a contract before we get started?
No.
So basically what I'm asking, explain the process. Let's start with buying a home.
Well,
for someone who's never done it before.
Well, there's going to be a touring agreement.
Yeah. Okay. A little bit of paperwork.
Okay.
Some paperwork.
No
but
fee, though.
Some people charge a fee. We do not.
We do
okay,
not.
That's what I'm asking.
We make a choice to not. Our goal is to work with people who want to work with us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you don't want a professional, go out there and find somebody else.
What's a touring agreement?
It kind of spells out. No, it actually does spell out. What a realtor's job duties would be and what they can expect. It also says that I'm not stealing you away from another agent.
Right.
Because I'm a cut above that.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal you away.
Right.
And it says that I'm not going to discriminate based on any of the reasons out there.
Right.
And the duration of the agreement.
See, I think that's great to just right off the bat have something in writing so you know where you both stand.
Right.
I love that.
And we count on our customers, and I use the word customer, not client, but customer. They too need to be honest.
Yes.
There's plenty of business. And it is important to me. It's important to Will. If you are already working with someone, please let us know.
Right.
We want to know. Because it takes most of the time our sales and purchases are done with another brokerage or another realtor.
Okay. And
so, I don't want them thinking I'm going to cheat them.
I don't want to poach your client. I mean, the last thing I want to do is spend 40 hours with a customer, and then that customer, because they saw a sign on a house and it didn't have my name or Will's name, and they called the number on the sign, and that agent shows them the property, and the buyer feels intimidated by that realtor. And they end up doing a deal with them.
But they had this touring contract, the original contract with you.
Well, it's an agreement.
It's an agreement. Yeah. And but we rely on our customers to be honest as well. So it's important.
Yeah, no, this is what I'm talking about. These are things that people may not know.
Well, trust is sort of the do's.
Yeah, trust is a two-way street.
Well, it might be the do's and don'ts. They may not know better.
Right.
True. I mean, not that I'm defending them, but I'm just saying they may not realize that that's the code of honor between realtors and respecting the sales that we each have.
And we do ask our customers to put themselves in our shoes as well.
Yeah.
We are going to provide the best service that we know how to provide.
Right.
And we would ask that they be responsible to.
Of course. So what's the best thing this year that you can think of right now off the top of your head of the sales or the buying or whatever that you've had this year? Have you got one that really makes you smile? Okay, narrow it down to one if you can. We got a couple of minutes left here.
I think she's working one right now where she got to show off her big brain.
Well, one goes back to having some roots in Pensacola, is the Emanuel House that is across the street from Bayview Park.
It's beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful. And, somebody saw in this house that was built in the 30s that it was worth the effort to purchase. And so it was very collaborative between the other realtor. She was from a different brokerage, she's a real go-getter. And her customers have been terrific. And so that home wasn't for everybody.
Right. No, so, I love that. Yeah, anyway. That's something special. How about you, Will? You have a special sale this year that you think of?
Well, I can always sell a house, but my favorite is when I help somebody achieve a dream.
Yes.
And that is really, it's better than money for me. That 1 second to 2 second look on their face when they realize they just achieved that dream.
And you hand them the keys.
Right.
It's gotta be the best feeling.
It is. And you would think that 1 to 2 seconds was fleeting, but for me, I'm charged for the rest of the day. So that is my biggest thing. And I had a couple of those chances this year.
Awesome.
And my customers, they know who I'm talking about. One of them is the one that Quality helped me with and saved us the trouble of a roof. So there's so many good stories. It sounds like I'm bragging.
No, it doesn't. I asked you the question to talk about the wins this year.
Well,
so, yeah. I brag a little. It's okay.
Well, really, the biggest wins are my customers, and they're happy. That's where I won the most this year.
I love it. Okay, give your contact info one more time.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020. And by the way, I am a 5-star.
Okay. Well, we are going to be back in just a couple minutes after the news. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are here for the next half hour with our friends from Cannell & Company. Angela Sherrill is here. Will Maben is here. If you've got a question, maybe you're thinking about buying a home or you're on the fence about selling your home, now is the time. Text in a question, 850-437-1620. We're going to try and cover a couple of other topics in this next half hour. So I'm going to turn it over to Angela and Will because you had a couple things you wanted to mention this morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is Angela Sherrill, and my number is 850-292. I'm a realtor with Cannell & Company, and I have a partner.
Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020. And we kind of want to start out talking about the changes in the insurance industry. Talk to us a little bit about that, Angela.
Well, what I noticed personally is that for my homeowner's insurance, believe it or not, mine went down by about $1,000.
Really?
Hey, now you're just bragging.
Seriously, yeah. Talk about bragging.
And I have a Frontline as my insurer and of record. And I will tell you guys that Will and I both preach about, you know, doing consistent maintenance, and I have been doing that, and I finally, after 10 years, have started to reap some benefits. It's worth it, so, you know, I'm excited about that. I do know that not everyone's insurance has gone down. I do know that some folks' insurance went up. But for the most part, what I've been hearing from my clients and customers is that theirs is holding steady, which is...
Well, and the fact that new insurers are coming into the market is also helping, and competition is always a good thing. It makes people be more aggressive instead of sitting there crystal palaces.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it helps that we haven't... I believe Will told me that this is the first time ever that we have been keeping records that there were no named storms in the, as he likes to call it, the Gulf of America.
It was incredible year. I mean, it was just highly unusual. Having been in the EOC many, many a day, this was the first summer that I can remember not only no storms, but not even a tropical low, nothing.
Nothing.
That was
nothing.
Just so we had snow, and then we've had this. I'm just a little concerned.
Well,
like, what's coming next? I don't know. Like, brace yourself, everybody.
It's good news. Guess is we're going to have more beautiful weather than bad weather.
Yes.
There you go.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I agree.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why we choose to live here.
Right. If we can have days like we had during last week's Thanksgiving holiday week,
it was amazing.
Time
it was, yes.
It's beautiful. I love living here.
Right.
So much to live here. So much to do. I mean, it's wonderful to have the beach, but I say it all the time. We've got arts and culture and restaurants and hospitality and everything and sports. We have everything here.
During the holidays right now, we've got the thing at the ballpark.
Right. We have Winterfest.
Mm-hmm. All kinds of things happening.
I know. There's even parades at the beach.
Absolutely. Well, and by the way, just so folks know, the lighted boat parade that was scheduled for tomorrow night has been rescheduled.
Oh, gosh.
So if you're planning, only because we're going to have some serious rain. So that has been rescheduled for December 12th. Same time. They're going to have fireworks and everything.
Oh, nice.
But the Friday night lighted boat parade has been changed. We're still waiting to hear. We have 3 parades Saturday morning, Gulf Breeze Parade, Navarre Parade, and also the Milton Parade in the evening.
Oh, wow.
So we're waiting kind of to hear what those folks are going to decide because there is a pretty heavy forecast for rain.
Right.
Sunday's actually looking good. So the Pensacola Beach Santa, Surf and Santa Parade, as far as I know, is still a go.
Because
the weather's looking pretty good for Sunday.
Nice.
So.
Well, and if you're not crazy about the beach, but you love the racetrack, the car racetrack, it's the 58th annual Snowball Derby.
How about that? I know. So I think they were postponing something for Friday night, but they are still planning to do the big races.
My son and grandsons went, I think last year or the year before, they said it was a blast.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
That's Rock a mainstay.
Rock 'em, sock 'em. Yeah,
that's a mainstay in Pensacola for sure. So.
And all that being said is there's tons of events going on around in our area.
Oh, yeah.
And get out there, enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely.
It might not be for everyone, but pick the ones that are for you.
Yeah. At the very least, take a walk downtown and see all the beautiful holiday decorations. Right. It's beautiful.
Or you can drive through certain light shows as well.
Yes. Is it Am I saying that right? Bellengrath Gardens?
Over in Mobile.
Yeah. Well, we have one in Milton. There's also one in Cantonment. Mm-hmm. There's a Beulah.
Yeah.
There's different ones around our area.
Right.
It's happening.
No doubt.
So back to Angela's point, she has been working on her house. She said that she's just now starting to reap the benefits, but I would dare to argue that those benefits she's been enjoying for the past 10 years
on
all of
true.
The things that she's been doing.
That's true.
So, you know, usually when you are upgrading your house, you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it for your house. Mm-hmm. And then if that greedy insurance guy wants to give you a deal, then maybe you'll get that too. But the real benefit is in making your house better.
Right. Exactly.
So I got a question, a comment from one of our listeners checking in with us this morning. And the listener says, on Pensacola Beach, we found that insurance rates are easing. For instance, a small beach condo was able to renew its insurance for 15 months at the same price we paid a year ago for 12 months.
That's nice. Fantastic.
That's great.
That's
we want to hear that stuff.
Right.
And, you know, my resource for insurance, I usually go to Westmark and Associates because we've brought him on our show, and they've been fantastic about coming in and helping anything with the community that we ask. Mm-hmm. But they're not just Allstate Insurance anymore. They can shop and get you the best rates, and usually when I get a quote from him, I'm getting two or three.
Right.
From different carriers, and it's basically the same coverage, but he's showing me where the price is and what the market is dictating for.
Okay, I've got several texts coming in now, so I don't know if it was down for a few minutes, which is possible.
That's great.
But we've got another text that says, if someone's looking to hire a buyer's agent, how do they go about deciding who could help them the best in the city of Pensacola?
Well, that's easy.
I might know the answer to that.
Well, I would like to say, hey, pick me. But honestly, do your homework. No, there's information out there. We all have our reviews. We've got our websites. We're
your
putting
friends,
our information
your family.
Out there. Talk to people around you. Go and read reviews. Go see what these customers have said about their agent.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, got another one. Many years ago, we bought our condominium through your company, apparently. For those people buying with cash, is this a good time to upsize to another condominium? That's a good question.
Yeah.
So what would be the pros and cons, I guess?
Okay, so one, and again, I'm teasing interest rates. We're going to talk about that. But also, right now we're in a buyer's market. If you can afford to upgrade with cash, this market could change at any time. I say yes, do it.
Right. The other thing, too, is if the rates are – I always like the idea of using somebody else's money and saving yours, and so I think you have to kind of weigh that as well.
Right, right.
If the rate is so good and you can maybe potentially put more money down and then take the rest of your cash and invest it in some other things.
Oh, there you go. That's not a bad plan.
Yeah.
Well, and real estate usually isn't liquid, so you might want a liquid investment. But ultimately, if you want to pay cash for one and you don't have to sell your condo, it may be better to buy now, hold that other condo, and sell it in the spring or early summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and see a significant increase.
Right.
Well, this is interesting. We've opened up the condo conversation, so to speak. Because I just got another text, but then been thinking about buying a condo, but I'm scared of the HOA fees. It seems there's no regulation, no rhyme or reason, from $200 to $2,000 monthly fees. Explain what that is, and that is a factor when you're buying a condo.
Well,
a big factor.
Yeah, it is.
What does HOA stand for?
Well, it's Homeowners Association.
Okay,
with a condo, you have a COA, so you have a Condo Owners Association. Gotcha. And usually it's how many different amenities does a condo provide?
Right.
So, and amenities can be a pool, a clubhouse, tennis courts, pickleball courts, exercise facility, a guest suite for family and friends.
Do they paint the exteriors? The different kind. There's all kinds of things that can fall under that umbrella.
Right.
The
yeah.
landscaping for the whole neighborhood.
Right. Exactly. And trash, sewer, internet.
Right.
Those kind of things.
Well, and usually the COA is also covering the insurance for the building.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, so there's a reason why those expenses are so high. But as an investor myself, I watch out, and what worries me is special assessments. It's one thing to know that you have a $2,000 a month association fee. It's another thing to not know that you've got a $40,000 special assessment coming.
Wow. Yeah. How do you find out if that's coming?
You participate as far as on your board.
Mm-hmm. So go to those monthly meetings.
Go to those meetings. Mm-hmm. We highly
have a voice.
Yeah, have a voice. You know, and you can.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, you know, the condo owners association is a smaller community of people. You know, a condo is a little smaller community.
Mm-hmm.
And tight knit.
Yeah. But it shouldn't necessarily be a deterrent from buying.
No.
Right.
Exactly. Really, the biggest thing is you go into it informed. And as long as you know what you're doing and you've got a professional on your side, you should have that information leading into it so you can make the decision that works best for you.
Well, you've been in the business a long time. I'm just guessing that there are some communities that have better reputations than others in terms of that.
Sure.
And how they manage their properties and that kind of thing.
Right. Exactly.
And there are out there, and we would love to guide anybody into a condo of their choosing. Please feel free to give us a call. My name is Will Maben with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020.
And I'm Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, and my number is 850-292-3165.
So let's talk about, someone had mentioned cash. One of our listeners had talked about cash just a second ago, and we had talked at the break about there are options, because someone feels like, well, if I don't have cash, I guess I can't do it right now. But that's not necessarily true.
Right.
There are options for folks.
Right.
There are many options, and even today. Now, turning the page from the condo, condos have to have certain guidelines to achieve financing, and they have to have cash on hand. They have to be healthy finances. They have to be in good condition to
be
get
approved.
Financing. Mm-hmm. And those are things where, you know, one more time, we go into it informed. We're looking at that stuff.
And the buyer has to have those documents within 3 days going under contract.
Okay.
So that we can make that decision.
So that they can make an informed decision.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But as far as options outside of cash, and just for your freestanding single family home, there's tons of them. And lately in the media, we've heard about the 50-year mortgage.
Yes, talk about that. That's very confusing, all that information out there.
Okay, so the average homeowner today stays in their house 7 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Even at a 30-year mortgage, you're not paying that off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's a opportunity to go in with a slightly smaller monthly payment, and it helps out everybody in the market as far as that goes, but you end up paying a ton more interest over time.
Well, sure.
You also, you know, I always said raising my kids, they have to eat today. They need clothes now.
Mm-hmm.
We need a roof over our head today. So for those things, it is a good concept. Most people, if they are staying in their homes any longer than that, have already refinanced that loan, maybe twice. I see it as helping people who wouldn't qualify normally to get into a house.
Okay.
Using a 30-year.
Or 50-year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It just sounds like forever.
It does. And, you know, Will and I can make suggestions on how you can pay off your mortgage sooner.
Mm-hmm.
The idea of doing a 50-year mortgage, that's a hard one.
Yes, that's hard to get my mind around.
Well, it's hard to wrap your head around. Yeah. You mean I won't pay this off until 2076? Is that a real date?
Number?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, well, so, sounds like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, right. But it does put more money in the average family's pocket.
Well, it may
make
it affordable for someone to buy.
Right.
Today, right. Yeah. And no matter what, they're going to be, renting or buying?
Mm-hmm.
The money's still going. You may as well be able to say, hey, I own this. I can take pride in ownership. I can update it over the next 10 years.
Right.
I can do these things to it, and you get to call it yours.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not the landlords when they decide to sell and kick you out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Are we seeing any changes in the rental prices? Because in the last 5 years, rents have gone through the roof in this community.
Right.
Have you been seeing any moderation, or are they just still going up?
Well,
and is that a function of not having enough of housing, affordable rental housing available? Is that why it's so steep?
Well, it's supply and demand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always a supply and demand. The value of anything is what somebody's willing to pay.
Right.
It's not what I say or what what they think they can get for rent. But one thing I have noticed a lot more lately is rental advertising. We've got the perfect rental for you. We've got this rental. We've got that rental. And that's from our big REITs, real estate investment teams, coming in and buying up hundreds of houses in a neighborhood or multiple neighborhoods and then making them rental properties.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because I was thinking more of apartments, but now you're talking about
rental
homes.
Well, they do that too.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are making billion-dollar purchases, not your $300,000 home. They're buying 50 of them.
Right.
So I see them leaning in on rentals, which kind of tells me I need to buy homes. I need to own my own home. I need to do this. And I don't know. Those people have more money than I do and probably smarter people. But I kind of go with if there's smoke in the air, maybe there's a fire.
Oh, okay. All right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think back to your question about, who are there still deals for a buyer if they can't afford certain things?
Mm-hmm.
And so Will's had quite a bit of good fortune this year helping people buy new homes.
Mm-hmm.
And as a new home buyer, first-time home buyers, a lot of times it's, zero down.
Right.
So why don't you talk about that?
Well, and there are, we have several new home developers in our market, and every one of them right now are competing.
I see.
And anytime that there's competition, kind of like what we were talking about with the insurance, there's opportunity.
Right.
Okay. And then for the first-time home buyer or somebody who, most of them come with smaller yards today, but somebody who doesn't want to have to take care of a big yard, doesn't mind living in an HOA or a construction zone in some cases, they get a brand new house.
Right.
It's a brand
lower
new house.
Lower insurance rates.
About that several times. I have a 1972 house that I pay $4,800 a year on insurance.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I have a 2025 house that I pay $900 a year for insurance.
Get out.
I'm telling you.
That's a difference of $300 and change off of my monthly payment. Imagine what it would do.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, that payment, it just opened up the door for a little bit better house.
Absolutely.
Right. It's a little more expensive to buy the new home on the front end, but going forward.
Well,
it's so interesting.
Really, that's just a number on a piece of paper. The bigger price is a number on a piece of paper. What I tell buyers to really look at is, where do you want your payment to be?
Yeah.
Right.
what number works best to feed your family? What number works best for you to achieve your goals?
Right.
Because they're still going to need a house, a roof over their head.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we're really seeing with the new builds. They're buying down interest rates. Currently, they're offering a 3.99 financing in some cases.
Right.
Wow. That's low.
And you can get a condo. You can get a townhouse. Mm-hmm. You can get a home.
Interesting. Okay.
Right.
So they need to contact who?
Will Maven at Cannell & Company Realty. It's 850-261-7020.
Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty at 850-292-3165.
What I love about you guys is your knowledge is so comprehensive, and you have so much information about all the different aspects of it. Because it does get complicated.
Right.
And it can be overwhelming.
Right.
So to have somebody that's on your team that knows people, can get the answers to the questions, it makes a difference.
Right. And we don't want to forget our veterans and those military service people who are active duty. We can help you.
Well, and even to the point of the new home builder, they are willing to pay most of the time. They'll pay your closing costs. There's no money down. How about just show up and pay rent? Well, actually, pay a mortgage.
Wow.
Not rent.
Where were you when I was trying to make some decisions? Because I've always in my mind thought the new home was way more expensive, and so I kind of ruled it out.
Right.
Almost like the new car theory or the used car theory.
Yeah. Right.
So they're thinking it's going to be cheap. But now you're saying, well, there's other savings involved. That's really powerful information.
Well, right. And another saving that I didn't realize I was going to get is my 1972 house. While they built them to last, they didn't build them for efficiency. And
I don't think the word existed back then.
Right. We couldn't even spell efficiency back
then. Those are the years of the avocado and yellow
appliances.
Well, I've changed that since.
Yes, but it is.
I was averaging about a $300 a month electric bill.
Wow.
So now my electric bill in my new home, $89.
Oh, gosh.
Stop it.
$89. So it's huge. And I paid.
And that's
paper,
not solar.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
No.
Just to clarify.
See, I'm still of the impression on solar. And I know that was a question in the last show.
Yeah.
I'm under the impression that about the time that you start paying off that solar is about the time you have to start replacing that solar. And then all of a sudden, did it really save you that much? Especially if you have to take it off of a house to replace the roof. We do live in a hurricane zone. And insurance companies don't like patched roofs.
Well, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Right.
Well, and speaking of time, we're almost out of time.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
It's been an hour.
No.
Yes, so we've got to get your information out there again so folks can contact you if you're thinking about buying or selling. These two are amazing. With Cannell & Company, how do we reach you? You're going to hear that little music.
All right. Angela Sherrill with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-292-3165. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. And we'll see you in the new year.
All right.
Will Maven with Cannell & Company Realty, 850-261-7020. And you can catch us on our... We sponsored Christmas music and the Road to the Playoffs.
Yes.
All righty.